The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to California Business Connections, brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce,
where diversity and opportunity are one.
From education to employment, entrepreneurship to innovation, this program is your weekly connection to the latest trends and opportunities throughout the state of California. Host Carl Davis Jr. talks to the rock stars of this great state and offers you engaging interviews and insights from local, regional, and internationally acclaimed entrepreneurs, along with business and community leaders to help you stay connected. Now, here's your host, Carl Davis Jr.
Hi, I'm Carl Davis Jr. Welcome to California Business Connections. As a former chamber president and now the new inclusivity project coordinator, I'm focused on helping all small businesses, especially Black and minority businesses. The Inclusivity Project is a project under the SBA's NorCal SBDC Centers. Now, SBDC stands for Small Business Development Center. Each SBDC center has its own certified business advisors that help small business owners with training and even one-on-one consulting for free. That's right, I said it. For free. Any small business can get this help. Yet my job is to make sure that Black-owned businesses know about these services too. To learn more about the Inclusivity Project, go to theinclusivityproject.com. That's T-H-E, the inclusivityproject.com. We help them start, finance, grow, and even exit their businesses. If you're interested in getting help for your business, contact the local Black Chamber, which is Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce, and ask for me, Carl Davis Jr. Whether it's capital, the vital money you need for your business, or technical assistance, that's help on operating or growing your business. Our guest today is Mr. Stafford Lee. Now, that's interesting because Stafford Lee, I love that name. When you hear his voice, you're going to love his voice. Stafford, how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing great, Carl. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I really do appreciate it.
See, I tell you, you're going to love his voice. You may hear his voice with my voice one day. Well, we'll work on that.
Always a possibility, right? Thank you so much. Yes.
You know, before we talk about the things that you do want to talk about on the show today, I mean, I want people to get a chance to know who you are. So can you give them an introduction on who is Stafford Lee?
Sure. More than happy to. I was born and raised in Cleveland, Ohio. And once I
Cleveland, an enemy of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, yeah. My mother used to go to those games quite often because Cleveland to Pittsburgh is only maybe about a 2.5 hour ride or so. So it wasn't really too much distance between them. But yes, she would go to those games quite a bit and had a lot of fun. But yes, I'm a native of Cleveland, Ohio, and then after growing up there, graduating from high school, had an opportunity to join the Navy. And you got to remember, Carl, during that time, Cleveland was a very industrial area. So yeah. General Motors, and most people may not even know this, but there was a plant there called Fisher Body. General Motors bought them out. But anyway, long story short, General Motors, Fisher Body, Ford, a lot of automotive and industry there. Mm-hmm. I was actually going to work in the plant with my dad, but they started shutting the plants down, laying people off. So my parents didn't have money for school or college, and the Navy came up as an opportunity, and the rest, as they say, is history. I was in the Navy for 20 years. I got out. While I was in the Navy, I had a division officer. His dad was actually a Tuskegee Airman, and my division officer really pushed me to go to college, and it was because of him. His name is Wayman Watson. He was a retired captain in the Navy now. But, yeah, he pushed me, you know, made sure I went to college, got my degree, and then my last tour of duty was as an instructor in the Navy. I taught radar theory in the Navy before I got out, and I've been kind of working in the adult training world ever since. And so here I am now. I transitioned from D.C. I was working in D.C. for a long time, and, you know, I hit 60 or so, and I said, hey, you know, I want to see what's on the West Coast, and I moved out here. And you know what? When most people hear that you're 60 or so years old and you just want to pick up and move, they think there's something going on or something's wrong. That just wasn't the case. Uh-huh. Let everybody know that's not the case. And yeah, I'm just excited to be out here, kind of learn this. And, you know, a lot of people told me that I had a voice for voiceover or, you know, radio work or whatever. And this is what I'm trying to do, trying to get into this field. And I have my own podcast now, and that's where you come on and you talk about your life in America. And we talk about small businesses, the challenges. How did you pivot during COVID? Mm-hmm. What did you do before COVID? You know, all of those types of things.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you mentioned Cleveland, and I used to play basketball when I was younger. And there was some guys came from Cleveland East Tech. Is that school still around?
Oh, yeah. East Tech, Glenville, John F. Kennedy, Shaker Heights. All of those schools are still there. Now, they might not be, obviously, they may not be in the same versions that we knew them as. But yeah, they're still there.
Oh, man, those are good days. You know, you mentioned something about radar theory. You know, you taught radar theory. You know, that's a fascinating subject. Can you just give us a little bit about that, you know, radar theory?
Yeah. So when radar sends out a wave, mm-hmm. it comes back. As the wave goes out, it's timed and it's pulsed. So you're able to measure the speed, the distance, and the direction of when that wave comes back. And as you start tracking contacts, or whether you're tracking aircraft or whether you're tracking ships, that's how ships are able to know what other ships or aircraft are out there and around them. And that's how you get your ranges and bearings and all those other things. Yes. I was an operations specialist in the Navy. Yes. That's what that grade is. Yeah.
So when someone mentioned the stealth technology, the stealth sort of deflects it a different way or something. How does stealth work?
Well, stealth is a little bit more different, because stealth actually has radar absorbing kind of things in it, properties in it. So it kind of diffuses and breaks it up. So you don't know what you're looking at, or it can give you a false projection to make it appear as though it's something different and move in a different direction, move in a different way. So there's different things in that kind of break that up to be able to do that.
Well, man, we took a little bit of time there, but I want to find out about your podcast. When you say you have a podcast, well, how do you do your podcast, and where is your podcast located on?
Well, my podcast is located on Spotify mostly. If people want to get in touch with me to be on it, I'd love for them to give me a call at 510-934-9775. Once again, that's 510-934-9775. And you can get in touch with me on that number if you want me to do work or do some voiceover work for you as well. And that's how you get on it. But my podcast is listed on Spotify as Your Life in America. And what we talk about is, you know, we cover a lot of different subjects, everything from your life in America as to how you pivoted after the pandemic. What did you do? And, you know, it's also a great legacy tool, too. So you can kind of talk to future generations and of your family. How many times, especially in families of color, where people are like, hey, I wonder how grandpa did this or grandma did that or whatever. This would be a great way for them to actually hear you say, well, these are my thoughts. This is what I was doing. This is how I moved during, before, and after the pandemic. So, yeah, it's a great way to just kind of communicate. And if you do have a small business, it's also a great way for you to come on and promote your small business as well. Because I'm a small business owner in Oakland, but I serve the whole Bay. And if you want to come on and do the podcast, I have a studio. You can come in, or we can even do a virtual podcast, kind of like how a lot of other podcasts are now. So just please give me a call at 510-934-9775, and we can certainly discuss it and see what you'd like to do.
You know, that legacy part is very, very alluring because people want to leave, you know, their legacy. So Spotify would keep that around for like years and years or what?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It, you know, once something gets out there, Carl, it's out there. It's not going away. Just like now, you know how they can, perfect example, James Brown, Michael Jackson, all of them have enduring legacies. Why don't you have an enduring legacy to be able to share it with people to say, hey, this is how I was thinking and moving and what my life was and how I handled challenges and what I did for success. Why can't your story be shared in the same way as people who are famous?
Mm.
I mean, your life has value too, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about it now, man, to put my, put my legacy out there so my children can and grandchildren can know what I do.
Right. And, right. And you know, my grandchildren call me Papa Lee. So this is a great way for Papa Lee to communicate with them, you know, long after that event has come and gone. You know, we all know that that's there. So why not, you know, have a legacy to where you're actually talking to your grandchildren and, you know, they can hear it in your own words.
Man, that's good. And you know, that aspect for a small business, you know, that's important. You know, but I want you to just think about that for 1 second, because we're going to leave it right there. And we're going to take a little break.
Okay.
We'll be right back. You're listening to California Business Connections. Welcome back. I'm Carl Davis Jr., and you're listening to California Business Connections. You know, before I talk about my guest today, I want to plug this event we're doing. It's the Inclusivity Project Capital Summit. It's going to be May 24th, and it's at the Martin Luther King Jr. Library. That's near San Jose State. So on the second floor, it's free, and it's for everybody. It's 10 to 2. It's an IP Capital Summit, where we're going to introduce you to lenders, and but you're going to be able to develop your business financing. Unlock the potential of your business by going to this event and getting involved and seeing how you can get somebody interested in your business. You build relationships and you get it for financing. The Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce is going to host it, and it's May 24th. At the Martin Luther King Jr. Library on the second floor. You know, we were talking about Stanford Lee, and we were talking about the good old days. Stanford, why don't you share with them what you were telling me about the good old days?
Yeah, well, it's growing up in the 60s and 70s, the good old days were kind of a turbulent time. But now, as you move that forward, all of the good old days now is for the younger generations. The good old days include 9/11. The good old days include the AIDS pandemic. The good old days include the pandemic of COVID. So when you put that in perspective, every generation has its challenge. You know, every generation has a challenge. And what better way to share that of how you dealt with that challenge by being able to say, hey, you know, coming on the show or coming on my podcast and being able to say, hey, this is how your life was for you, for your life in America, you know, and you want to be able to tell your story. You always hear all of these famous people having their story. And for small businesses, this is a great opportunity for you because My podcast goes from, up to 60 minutes. So you don't have to use the whole 60 minutes. We could have it set up for like a little infomercial, maybe about anywhere from 7 to 10 minutes or whatever, just to be able for you to share where you are, get your availability out. Doesn't cost you anything but a little bit of time. And you get the privilege of having something that a customer, a potential customer, can take away. Hey, you don't have time to talk to me right now? Well, here, just go here, listen to this podcast. It's got my contact information. It's got a way for you to be in touch with me. You can review my products, check out my links, and let your potential customer see your value that you bring to the table.
Man, that sounds good for the, you know, that's where I met Stafford at. He was doing an interview with the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce, and they do, you know, these meetings every other week or something like that. And right. he was on the podcast. He was on that show talking about his podcast. Does your podcast have a name on it? If somebody went to Spotify, how would they find it?
It's called Your Life in America. Your Life in America. And it has the way you'll know my podcast is it says Cavan Mark. And Cavan Mark is kind of like a little bit of an homage to my grandfather. He really couldn't say my middle name. My middle name is Kevin, but he would always call me Cavan because he was from the South. So I just kind of put that on there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, in memory of him. As a matter of fact, he had his own small business down in Los Angeles. I used to live with him for about a year or so down in Los Angeles. We lived on Budlong Street in Los Angeles. And I was going to Morningside High School down there. And I used to have to help him pour concrete. His little business was like a little demo business. And I had to pour concrete, get up in the middle of in that hot sun. He told me, he said, you can either work with your brains or your back. You choose.
Ooh, wow,
So, after that, I said, you know what? I need to go on in the Navy and do what I need to do. And that's how it worked out for me. So, yes.
You know, that Navy, you know, that's really something that if you're young and people want to find a career and get education, because the cost of education out here is really high. I mean, you know, sometimes you hear people getting their education and they're coming out of school around $100,000 in debt, and the government will take care of that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I was so blessed to be able to get my education courtesy of the Navy and walked away with no bill. Man, you can't beat that. You can't beat that. Now, I don't know what the current programs are, and I know that there's a lot of recruitment challenges because of just, you know, the current times that we're in. But I would say even if you don't do the 20 years, I would recommend that all young people at least do maybe 2 to 5 years just to kind of, you know, travel on somebody else's dime. Mm-hmm. I was stationed in Bermuda. I was stationed in Italy. I got to go. Man, I just went a lot of places, Carl. I went to South America, went to France, Germany, Spain, Africa, Egypt, all through the islands in the St. Croix, St. Thomas, Martinique,
You did that all on the Navy's dime?
All on the Navy's dime, man. They shipped my household goods. Now, that was one thing that was kind of a challenge. After moving every 3 years and you get out and you retire and you're sitting in one place, you kind of get a little fever and you're like, oh, what? I'm not moving in 3 years. So that was a challenge to kind of get used to that. And that may be one of the reasons why I transitioned from Washington, D.C. all the way out here to Oakland, you know, because just wanted a change of pace and had never been out here for any major amount of time. I was stationed in San Diego a long time ago, but that was back in the 1980s. And, I know everything's a lot different now. So, yeah.
Wow. I like that title. It's Your Life in America podcast. And you can do it. And all you have to do is call what number now?
Sure. Once again, the number is 510-934-9775. 510-934-9775. And that's for either podcast or voiceover work too. So please, please get in touch with me. I'm looking for work and I would enjoy the opportunity to interview common folk. You know, like I said, a lot of celebrities have their podcasts. Why can't you have your voice? Why can't you be heard in America? You know, you need to be heard. You're valid. And guess what? With this being a political year, you have the opportunity to say how you feel, you know, to say how you know. Don't get me wrong. I don't want you coming on the show and, you know, ranting and raving. But if you have some solid points and you want to make them heard, this is a great opportunity for you to do that. Or if you want to talk about school, want to talk about your education, whatever you think is important for you in your life in America, this is a chance for you to be heard. And if you do have a small business, this is a wonderful way for you to get your business out there, be heard, and let your products or services be known. And like I said, it's a takeaway. Mm-hmm. You can actually meet potential customers, let them know that, hey, I've done this podcast, go here, here's the information, and they can listen to it at their own time, you know? So we all know how sometimes people are trying to give you something or you don't have the time or whatever, whatever the case may be. You say, hey, you got questions, check out this podcast and they'll give you all the answers. And it's in their time. So that'd be a great thing to do, right?
Wow. You know, the Inclusivity Project really is about helping people like Stanford Lee with his business. And so you can find this help May 24th at the Martin Luther King Jr. Library on the second floor near San Jose State. And we're going to have alternative lenders. We're going to have banks. We're going to have support people. The SBA is going to be there with this project. The Inclusivity Project is about finding and connecting Black business owners to the resources they need to be successful. One-on-one consulting, trainings, education. We give you access to capital that's needed, access to technical assistance. That's business wisdom. That's the business wisdom and knowledge you need to run a successful business. We give you access to opportunities. That's contracts. At the end of the day, every business needs customers or clients. You need that contract. We teach you how to get them and we teach you how to keep them. So why don't you get ready, put it down. May 24th, the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce is our host. And this thing is called the IP Capital Summit. It's at the Martin Luther King Jr. Library on the second floor. We're going to wrap it up, but I wanted to have, do you have any parting remarks, Stafford?
Sure. Like you said, the Silicon Valley Black Business Chamber of Commerce is a wonderful resource. And I'd like to really give a shout out to one of my former shipmates, Albert Wright. He's actually how I got involved with the Silicon Valley Chamber of Commerce. And I really do appreciate him for giving me the honor and the privilege of being connected with it. It is a wonderful organization. It's a great incubator institution with regards to helping you get resources, build a business plan, and just being able to connect with other people. And, you know, there's nothing like getting a, you know, a business is like a baby, and it takes a lot of help to get a baby off the ground. And it's just a great opportunity. So I would strongly encourage everybody to connect with them, and they'll help you get to where you need to be, and you can't beat it. And for once again, oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. We're wrapping.
Oh yeah. And once again, for me, if you want to get in touch with me for a podcast or any voiceover work, 510-934-9775. 510-934-9775.
Wow. Stafford Lee, Your Life in America, a podcast. You can get on it right now. Just call that number, 510-934-9775.
You've been listening to California Business Connections with Carl Davis Jr., brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce. For more information about today's show, go to blackchamber.com. That's blackchamber.com. If you would like to know more about a specific guest or make recommendations for upcoming guests and topics, email Carl at carldavisjr@comcast.net. That's carldavisjr@comcast.net. Keeping you connected. California Business Connections.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.